No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are your crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And I'll tell you what, this show just gets bigger and bigger every week. I am blown away because we got to start off the show with some viewer mail. And, you know, I love people.
Don't you mean listener mail?
No, viewer mail. This is a visual medium. We are painting a picture in their minds, Ed. Haven't you figured that out by now? They picture me as like a Brad Pitt type rugged character, you know, kind of scruffy beard.
So we're playing to mostly drunks?
Okay, I'm not going to judge them like that, but if you want to, I don't care. You know, as long as they're not in an airplane.
Send your hate mail to Ed at FT, or Ed at
JustPlayRadio.com. JustPlayRadio.com. I'll get it still. But.
Exactly. Yeah, I would send it to that one as opposed to their real business. All right, so anyway, no, we get this viewer mail this week.
Real business.
And it's short, it's sweet,
see,
it's to the point.
It's
spoken like a true aviation enthusiast and expert. And, you know, this person emails us and just says, cool. You know, short, sweet, to the point, right?
That's right.
From Captain Sully. How about that? Dennis is with us, connected via the web in Minnesota as well. We got an email from Captain Sully. Dennis, how about that?
The real Captain Sully?
I said Captain Sully. I mean, it didn't say the real Captain Sully, but it said Captain Sully, and he just said cool.
And he had his email address on there.
He did. I've emailed him back, and we're going to start a little, you know, pen pal kind of thing going back and forth. That's what, you know, us old experts call it back from back in the day. Yeah, we still kind of will become pen pal, you know, friends at first, and then we'll kind of expand it beyond that. But yeah, the guy from the movie, the guy who knows Tom Hanks.
That's how internet affairs start, just so you know.
Okay.
This is why I don't have Facebook.
Yeah, we're not Facebook friends yet. We're just, you know, email buddies.
I like how you say yet.
Right. Yet.
It'll happen. Hey, you know, we're
That's
close.
Why I have never been on Facebook.
Yeah, we're close personal friends. He emailed me once. So, Cam Sully, thank you for reaching out to Just Plane Radio. We appreciate it. And if it's not you and some, fake news wannabe or hosing kind of thing, well, we don't care. We're still going to just assume it's him. What else would he say if you listen to these? That is the first people most people think when they listen to Just Plane Radio. Cool. Right?
Right.
So take Captain Sully's lead and join the, you know, okay, whatever. So what
is he? Not getting very far with us.
Yeah, they're just looking at me like, yeah, okay, Greg, whatever. You know, so what is he known for? Well, obviously putting the plane down the Hudson and saving all those people. And that has been in the news quite a bit ever since. And on, you know, smaller scales. Recently, we just had that video, that guy, that pilot in Oregon, who landed his Piper Cherokee, which, by the way, last week, you know, Captain Clay was trying to talk Dennis into buying one of those. Did that change your mind, by the way, after seeing the video, Dennis?
I don't think the video would have changed my mind at all. It really comes down to what's the right airplane for the mission. And he's got a lot of good points. Unfortunately, I've also seen the dollar signs on all of the Saratogas, and they're way out of my price range.
Oh, come on. That's what a credit card is for, or Keith's credit card is for.
I was going to say, try to get Greg to pitch in on it, but that would be a cold
that's
day.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's what Keith's credit card's for. Anyway, so...
Or I should say cold day in Minnesota.
Yeah, the video...
Right. Well, that's it every day.
I don't think my credit card works in the cold.
You don't think maybe that's one excuse. All right, so
I can warm it up for you. We'll find out.
Yeah, you don't want to touch it after he did it, though. He's taken off from this airport in Oregon, I believe. And shortly after takeoff, he loses power and has to put it down. Ends up going down on a street, clips the power line, a traffic light
too,
and a fireball erupts. And then I think he hits like four cars, but everybody walks away. Everybody's okay. It's pretty remarkable video footage for sure, and it's a tragic situation in the sense that, gosh, nobody wants to go through anything like that. However, you know, everybody walked away. He actually, you know, I mean, it's pretty remarkable that no one was hurt. The fireball, you would look at the video, think, oh, my gosh, the plane blew up. But he clipped the power line, and evidently, and then when he hit the light pole, that hit the fuel tank, and it erupted in a. It looked cooler. The video looks cooler than like the end of the fireworks show at Sun and Fun.
That looked better than Hollywood could do.
Yeah.
It looked like Michael Bay staged the whole video.
It's so true. So you know, I mean, this guy will have quite a souvenir, but I'm sure he's. You know, a little freaked out about it. Who knows? I mean, but I'm sure he's happy he was able to walk away. But he is being called kind of a hero. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he would have had any other options, but he did land it on a street as opposed into houses. So I guess from that standpoint, you know, it's good. But I guess it drills home that point. You got to know your emergency procedures and where you might have to put it down, especially right after takeoff, because that's when the most problems can occur. Is that right, guys?
Always leave yourself an out.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's either you get back to the airport or something straight ahead. You got to find it and put it down and have that thought out well in advance.
That's why those cowboy kind of flying, you know, the guys take off and 100 feet above the ground, they're rolling it into 45 degrees, and it looks cool.
Yeah, what cowboys are you talking about?
You haven't seen them at Executive Air, guys that do it all the time.
What
they get to 100 feet to make a right turn or turn out to the right coming off of runway 7, bring it around the tower, stay below 800 feet, and head to the southwest. And you see them do it. Tower guys love it because it's cool.
Huh.
But if they lost their engine at that point or had any problem whatsoever.
What are they doing that? Because it looks cool?
Yeah.
Because they're that and they're in a hurry.
Hmm.
And because it can't happen to them.
Yeah, that's
they
not good.
They think they're Superman.
Yeah, and if they lose power at 100 feet...
you're done.
Yeah. They're not going anywhere other than straight ahead and down, right?
Well, if they're in the bank, they're just going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, coming out of Orlando Executive where we are, I mean, we got a few road options, but they're not very appealing, especially
the road
traffic.
Options really aren't options coming out of Exec.
I know. So what would we have in Orlando if this had happened here? You figure, where would you go? If we were taking off if you're taking off towards downtown, which would be, which way? Which is that, 7?
That would be southwest.
Okay,
five.
Generally, we're heading east, right?
Yeah,
most
time going off of 7.
So you got the lake there at the end of the runway, so you're either going to put it down in the water or somewhere just past there in one of the fields or something, right?
There are not many fields, but if you take a hard left, there's Lake Suzanne. Right past that's Lake Baldwin.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lake Baldwin's bigger than Lake Suzanne, but mm-hmm. those are options as well.
Yeah. But lakes are better than streets or roads.
If you approach it like landing on a runway, yes.
Yeah, what do you mean, on a runway? What do you mean?
Well, you ditch it, basically, just like you would ditch it in the ocean. You come in and you do a full stall landing on the surface of the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to decelerate very quickly, but it's going to stay afloat long enough to get out. And
then you just have to battle with the alligators, and you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they're already shocked that you're there, so they're getting the hell away from you.
Well, true.
Yeah, they heard the splash. They're out of there.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I've always wondered about that, you know. That's only going to be a problem if you're probably down in the Everglades, right?
Well, and remember, Greg, you're always worried about having room for your scuba gear in the back, so you're already set.
That's right. So
true. Wreck dive starts now.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Dive your own wreck.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hopefully you never have to do that, you know, kind of situation. But you need to have that in the back of your mind. What are your options near the airport, mm-hmm. especially if you can't turn back?
Yep.
That's flying 101, right, guys?
Yep.
Do I get a banana for that, for just bringing
half
that?
Half a banana.
Yeah, okay.
Here, you want some of my coffee?
No. I don't want any of that nonsense.
Yeah, it's because it's, you know, real coffee and not frou-frou coffee.
Yeah. I mean, you think Captain Sully thought about that when he landed in the plane? Do you think he knew, landed the plane in the Hudson? Do you think he had the Hudson as an ideal option to him well in advance if he ever got into a problem? If you watch the movie, he did it on the fly.
You've flown out of there. You know the terrain and everything around there.
There's really not a whole lot of options coming out of LaGuardia.
Yeah. Well, I remember the movie. I mean,
if you can get up a little bit of altitude, you've got Teterboro just on the other side.
Right. Well, that's what he was going for, wasn't it?
Well, that's what he wanted to.
And then he realized, crap, that ain't going to work.
We don't have enough altitude.
But he was so stern about it. He was like, no, we're not going to. His co-pilot's freaking out. But Tom Hanks is just sitting there like, yep, okay, no, we're not going to happen. We're going down. He's like steel emotions. I mean, that is impressive. If I were ever to be in that situation, I'm sure that's how I will be.
You mean like the co-pilot screaming
and,
like
well,
a little girl?
And my,
yes.
And my shorts will be muddy
new
and
color.
Before we even get into the water. You hear what I'm saying? I probably didn't have to overly explain
that. No, you didn't.
Okay. More
but
coming
that's
up.
What he's talking about by viewers, Ed.
Yes.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Oh my God, we're in the air. Oh my God. This is so amazing. Oh my God, I love airplanes.
I am a captain in the Civil Air Patrol, the Air Force Auxiliary, so I am a huge fan of airplanes.
The ladder, you guys.
Beautiful. They don't get to be in airplanes as much as I do.
So it was really fun
to watch their faces. I appreciate it because it's looking at the world through a different perspective. You see everything in a whole new light.
You do indeed. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. That is from Survivor. You guys watch that every week, don't you?
No.
And they actually, you don't want Survivor?
No.
They got airplanes in it now. You got to watch it. That's kind of cool. They were flying in a general aviation aircraft, picked up from the island, and going off to one of their rewards in a spa.
If the show involves being voted off or voted at all, I'm not watching it.
Really? Well, you guys, you have no taste whatsoever when it comes to quality TV.
Do you even watch TV?
What is a TV?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't have one in his mobile home.
Yeah, well, yeah. Actually, they do. They got one. He's got a flat screen. Have you turned it on?
I don't know how.
Yeah,
still has the plastic cover on it.
Right. Well, you're gonna have to TiVo it or DVR it or something and watch Survivor.
I don't have one of those. What is that?
You don't do that either. Okay. Well, anyway, they're flying, And when they fly,
we're lucky to get them to use a computer and an iPad and a phone. Okay,
when they dive or fly in a TV show, it just goes up a notch for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it when they do that. And that was kind of nice. You know, get a nice little plug for General Aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in Fiji, and quite a view ahead of them. But God bless them for it. I like it. So, all right, Dimitri, our Just Plain Radio correspondent from South Florida and originally from Russia, is, well, he's calling us now, looks like. He's going to join us after all. I wasn't sure if he was going to make the show today, but he brought up a question the last week, and then he couldn't make it, but he brought up a very important question, at least from his perspective. So, Dimitri is with us via Skype. Dimitri, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
I'm great. How are you doing, guys?
I'm good. You know, you talk about timing. I mean, this
it's
is
like it
crazy.
Almost was planned.
Yeah, he called in at the exact right moment because I was getting ready to bring up the topic that you wanted to bring to the
right as the election was finishing up
to the crew. What the election of what? What are you talking about?
Voting Greg off the island.
Russia,
just stop it.
Russian hikers always on time.
Yes. So true. All right. So your topic is what, Dimitri? What did you want to know or think that we
okay,
should discuss?
I want to know. I have a flight in a really small general aviation airplane.
Yeah.
And I want to go to restroom, and there is no restroom in my plane.
Ah, he wants to go to the restroom.
I think Keith should take this question because he is the expert on the subject matter.
Does it involve a Gatorade bottle?
Yeah, I can explain why it happens.
Well, be careful how you explain it because we
very polite. Okay. Very polite, yeah. American way.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids, really small kids, they don't sleep.
Ah.
When they don't sleep, I don't sleep. When I don't sleep, I drink a lot of coffee.
Ah, yes.
When it come to my aircraft, there is like 2, 3, 5 cups of coffee. I take off and uh-oh.
Oh, and we can relate to this problem.
Well, the solution to your problem depends.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Oh, brother. Yeah, that's one solution for sure. And Keith, yeah, he has shared a story along those lines in the past. You want to just refresh everybody's memory?
Well, this is the story about how we had to fly for 2.5 hours while I had to try and hold it.
I think,
because all we had was a Coke bottle with a very small, that wasn't going to work.
I was going to say, wow, that is talent, my friend.
Yeah, that I didn't have that much talent. Let's just say that.
All right, so that wasn't an option.
So they ended up having to carry me out of the airplane when we got to where we were going. But the best part of the story actually is on our way back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we stopped in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Mm. Where all the expensive airplanes are and the golfers and everything else.
Yeah.
And on the way, I had been telling my friend Dan about how fixed base operators have cars that they will let crew members use to go get something to eat and stuff like that. So he immediately has to go get something to eat when we land there.
Yeah.
So we're taking care of the airplane as far as fuel and stuff goes. He comes back in. We're waiting for him. We're in the lobby. And he comes walking in the door. And, of course, Ed knows Dan.
Yeah.
He's big as life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He comes walking in. Hey, Keith, I bought you a present.
Oh.
Say, hey, Dan, what'd you get me?
Okay.
I bought you Dr. Pepper with a wide mouth lid.
Okay.
Then for the next month, I got all kinds of articles and different things that you could use to relieve yourself in an airplane.
Yeah, you could repurpose your Big Gulp.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So you got to be a little creative, or you can go and spend some money. We brought this up before about these Little Johns. So have you guys used one of those?
No, you don't even have to do that.
Well, you can.
You just empty out one of your, what are your Tide bottles or whatever you use for laundry detergent, put a little kitty litter in there, and you're good to go.
All right, kitty litter is something
it's
you want to
It's cheaper than
on.
A Little John.
Yeah.
Well, the Little Johns aren't that expensive. We were thinking about making Just Plain Radio Little Johns, like branding them, figuring that would be the ultimate promo gift for a Just Plain listener, like, you know, Captain Sully. Like, hey, thanks for listening.
Well, it's either that or barf bags.
Take this
bags,
toilet.
One of the two.
What's that?
Either that or barf bags, one of the two.
Barf bags seem far more appropriate.
Air sick. Yeah, that is multi-purpose. there as well. I do.
It could work either way.
You know, that's cheaper too, because we just buy those little lunch bags at the grocery store. And
there
just,
you go.
And use
and
a marker.
Through your printer?
No, no. We just use a Sharpie. Just Plain Radio here. I don't know. But yeah, does that help? Have you heard of the Little John there, Dimitri, or no? Yeah.
I'm Googling right now.
He's Googling. Of course he is. Yes. Yeah. That's what
I'm thinking to borrow diapers from my kids.
Okay. Well, you can take the whole Depends angle that...
that's what the astronauts do.
There you go.
Oh, that's gross.
Well,
you could also, if you have your own airplane,
Greg.
You don't have your own airplane, what, Dennis?
If you have your own airplane, you could even go for the permanently mounted solution. They've got relief tubes that you can install in the underbelly and let nature's call dissipate.
Really? Into the airplane?
Steve's brand new 2015 Baron. We get in it, and he says, here, do you need to use this? And it's literally attached right in front of the pilot seat. And I said, no thanks, and don't ask me to ever share it with you either. He's never used it either, but it's there.
Interesting.
Clean it?
Yeah. I don't know if you need to. I mean,
I didn't read the manual.
It scrubs your belly at the
that.
Same time, so there you go.
Wow. And then what? You empty it over like towns that
you don't
really
have to.
It just goes out.
It's a Venturi effect. Do you remember what a Venturi effect is?
Oh, yeah, of course. Just sucks it right out of there. And then, but when you got to empty it, you know, do you just pick like,
there is
Iowa.
No empty. There's the hose no goes straight overboard.
Straight out on top of whoever's below you.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. You'd pick the area that
you ever
want
heard
to
of
mark your
territory.
You want to mark your territory in certain places you like or dislike. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, there you go.
Oh, it looks like rain. Oh, what the hell?
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals, FUPros.com. Also, Captain Dennis helping us out in Minnesota. And Dimitri from Russia, who now lives in
via
South Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, and he just got back from Googling the Little John. You found him, right, Dimitri?
Yes, $8.50.
$8.50. Okay, so, and what did you say? They're disposable? You buy them in packs of eight or something? Like an eight-pack or six-pack?
There is 18-pack for $30. 18-pack for $30, disposable. Travel job.
Interesting. I didn't know they made disposable. So what, you fill them up and then you chuck them over the side like water balloons or...
Just be careful when you're Googling that stuff because the FBI is watching you because you're from Russia.
And they have a problem with him. He's going to turn these into liquid bombs.
He's looking
or something.
For Johns. Come on.
Oh,
jeez. Oh.
Specifically little ones.
Yeah. Okay. That could be a problem, Dimitri. So, what are you going to do?
You know, if he's not familiar with the U.S., you know.
Yeah. Just use an alias like Keefe. That would be good. So, all right. So, are you going to buy some of those? You think that's a good solution? Or are you going to do the homemade, remedy and just get a laundry bottle? You know,
I think if I want to buy one, I'm not going to buy a red one because honestly, I don't want to see any. I don't want that anyone can
you,
see it.
You do want to see it because when you need it, you need to find where it's at right away.
He's referring to what's inside the bottle.
Yes, and notice the key said doo doo. Just so you know,
yeah, you doo doo. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't use Little John's for that.
Yeah, what happens when you, well...
That's what the Lady J adapter's for.
I think I will buy a bunch of them, and I will give it away like a gift. So
you'll use them and then sign them friends?
No, not used. Brand new. Like
no, yeah, I know,
like
brand new.
Like a gift.
But after you use it, then you'll give them as a gift. And sign it. No?
No.
So here's something to remember me by. See, that's why we have this lost in translation thing going on between me and Dimitri, but we'll work it out.
You got that going on between all of us.
Yeah, no, that's a bunch of crap. Literally. More coming up.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly. Oh, I got to set myself free.
Time for me to fly.
That's just how it's got to be. I know it hurts to say goodbye, but it's time for me to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain Keith, Captain Ed, Dennis, and Dimitri rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so last week we were talking a little bit more about flying cars. There seems to be a new push, a new effort from a lot of different companies that are projecting we will finally have these in the next few years, and whether they're electric, hybrids, or whatever, that's kind of what we were talking about last week. But surely there has to be somebody pushing this, whether it's Tesla or maybe Uber. And I didn't know this when we spoke about it last week, but there's an article out this week, exposing Uber's efforts to create a flying car division. And I don't know, Dennis, what are they calling this thing? Did you see this online too?
I just saw the Uber article. Talking about by 2020, they want to be able to have a vertical takeoff option to ferry you right from your door to your destination.
Uber Elevate, I think, is what they is the working name for this, and they want to develop these vehicles that will be within the safety, noise, and emissions elements or parameters that their group or the FAA will allow. Initially, it'll launch in Dallas and Dubai. Those are going to be the proving grounds, and it'll have a distance of 60 miles, maximum speed of 150 miles per hour. And they expect the direct operating costs of these vehicles to be less than $1.32 or less per passenger per mile. So that's interesting stuff. And if they could do that, that would be pretty wild, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be pretty wild.
But yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to live in Dallas or Dubai while they're testing them, though.
And we're going to lose a few.
We as might, but you would be a
press
pioneer.
Will have a field day with it.
Set things back a bit.
Yeah, I don't see it technically possible. No,
you don't see it being possible, Dimitri. Come on, open up your mind to the possibilities.
They're going to
have the Jetsons in Russia when you were growing up? Did you not see that show? Have you heard of the Jetsons? Seriously?
No.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. If you Google that. After you're done researching the Little Johns, Google the Jetsons, and you'll see what I'm saying, that this was predicted years ago. And it may be Uber that can push this over the top. I mean, who would have thought Uber 10 years ago or 15 years ago would be as big as they are now?
But they have to do like a revolution in technology, because they're going to do it electric planes. Correct?
Yeah, probably. It'll be electric.
The density of energy for batteries like 100 times less than of gasoline.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, but we're
huge
talking
batteries.
2020, they got a few years to work with, and maybe they can, it'll be like a quadcopter probably. I bet they're going to use like drone technology. That's what we were talking about last week.
What if engine goes down? It cannot glide.
Well, if engine goes down, you're out of luck, and you better have found a lake nearby to land in. that's some of the technical things you're going to have to work out there. You think, Dennis? You think they'll figure it out?
Pop a pair, just put a cap system on it, pop the chute, and drop straight down.
That's right. They'll follow Cessna's lead. Or not Cessna,
Cirrus.
Put a parachute on all these things. But of course, they got to get up high enough where the parachute will deploy quick enough, wouldn't they? How high does that have to be, by the way?
Sirius is only 600 feet.
Really? Is that it?
Yeah.
So
it's got a rocket that actually propels the parachute out of the airframe to get it up and away.
To force it open. So that would make sense. So basically, from the ground to 600 feet, you're in the death zone.
Yep.
Or maybe they just make the vehicles strong enough that can withstand a 600-foot drop. How about that? Hey, just sign me up.
That's a pretty big drop.
Well, hey, I'm willing to go work for Uber for the right price. So if they need some, technical expertise or
test dummies.
What was that?
Crash test dummies.
Drop test.
Just drop test.
No, I think you guys are all wrong. All right, the ADS-B. There's some stuff with the Stratus. They've come up with some new. Portable versions of their ADS-B thing for the Stratus unit, which looks promising. You can Google that if you want to check it out. But also, you were saying during the commercial break, Dennis, that you have a ADS-B system you have found that is it's a pack of Wrigley's gum and what?
Yeah, it's the little Ping Buddy. I saw him first at Sun and Fun, but yeah. it weighs about 25 grams, and it's about the size of a stick of gum. And you can plug it into your little iPad, your iPhone, your Android tablet, and even some of the panel-mounted avionics. I think they work with like Dynons displays and the iFly portable GPSs. And it's all in one self-contained ADS-B, and you get your traffic and weather with this little adapter, and they're $150.
Huh, and if you chew on it,
it's driving the point down.
They chew on it, the flavor lasts for 12 whole hours.
I think I'd rather not chew on it and actually see where the other planes are, so just
true.
Use it for that. But
yeah.
I mean, that's a huge cost drop. But 3 years ago, I bought a little Garmin GDL39,
yeah,
and that was many hundreds of dollars. And now it's down to 150, and almost self powers off of the tablet.
Well, still the Stratus is what, it's like 500 to a grand at least, isn't it? Still something in that ballpark. But it's it does everything and except fly the plane practically now. It's
but
amazing.
At this for something similar to this, that technology is coming down. It's driving the prices down. It's like we were saying with the avionics market as well. Mm-hmm. Look at the autopilots. Look at the artificial horizons and things like that. The manufacturers are going to have to start dropping the prices. You're going to start seeing these things being lower cost, better features.
Well, that would be a backup unit, though, wouldn't it? Can you use that?
This is for your tablet. This is not going to be normally for your panel-mounted avionics.
Exactly.
Correct.
So this is going to be something you'd use as
backup. Additional information. Mm-hmm. With the panel mount stuff, a lot of times you're getting the XM weather information.
Right.
So this is going to be another source for in-flight weather. That there's still some arguments on is the ADS-B weather as good as the XM product, and not yet. That the XM products, you get a lot more detail and you get a lot more information than the basics we get from ADS-B, but ADS-B doesn't cost $40 a month.
Right.
And ADS-B is still better than listening to Flight Watch or having to call the flight service station and try to figure it out in your mind, right?
Yeah, draw a map in your head. We know how good Greg's at doing with maps. He needs color pictures.
Mm-hmm,
so this is good for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, the more, the merrier.
Yeah.
I mean,
the situational awareness it provides to all pilots. I mean, at that price point, it's almost, almost like required equipment.
What was the price point again?
$149.
That's pretty.
Really?
That's pretty awesome.
Is it on sale already?
Yes.
There you go. You Google that one, too.
I cannot Google it.
You can't Google
Ping
it.
Buddy. I found it. Yeah.
Ping Buddy.
You're looking for the Ping Buddy 2 by U Avionics.
Now, when will they allow us to use these as our primary ADS-B, though? Can they? Well, that'll
you
never
won't.
Happen.
It's not panel mounted, but you can use it for situational awareness.
Well, if it is, if I stick it with
awareness.
A piece of gum, it's the size of a stick. Why not?
Yeah, that's pallet mounted.
And the regulatory requirement ADS-B is not ADS-B in, which is what this is.
Oh,
it's ADS-B out, sending your signal to air traffic control of how high you are, what speed you are, and where you're at.
They want to know what I'm flying into.
Exactly. They don't
really care about me.
Basically, they're trying to use this ADS-B out to replace radar.
Mm.
And so if everybody is ADS-B out, and they'll be able to pinpoint your airplane from space, not have to worry about the limited range of a radar facility on the ground.
Right. Well, eventually, won't the weather get better and better in this, the system that kind of uses the other signals from the other planes?
See, we're using technology to replace the FAA.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's using information from the other airplanes,
right.
And that's what's showing up on the screen. So, yes, we are getting traffic information as well.
Yeah.
But the weather is only being uploaded from the FAA from the ground. But
yeah.
over oh, time, okay. those weather products can improve as they get more adoption and mm-hmm. funding and figure out what works best. And
right on. Okay. Yeah, they can Google the weather
quicker. I'm sure at some point we'll have to put a quarter in to get the weather.
You think they're going to charge?
The no internet is over, free. Overseas, they're charging for you to use the bathroom.
Really? What about the
what
little?
What about if you do it in the plane?
Yeah, what about the little
well,
John?
They do take, that, too.
Take hey, that's how, you, that's how you make your money back, Dimitri. You start charging your passengers in your airplane. Hey, 25 cents a use.
Daddy, I got to pee. Give me 25 cents.
Yeah. Either hand it over, or you're going to have to buy me a new pair of shorts.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Awareness and common sense go a long way on a boat. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to avoid violating basic boating etiquette next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Dive boat etiquette is about safety and respecting the crew and your fellow divers. First, ask for permission to board before just jumping on deck and setting up your gear. Once you do, keep it clear of walkways and stowed out of the way. And pay close attention to the briefing. You may have heard it before, but that doesn't mean everyone else on the boat has. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I was the youngest pilot in Pan Am history. When I was 4, the pilot let me ride in the cockpit and fly the plane with him. And I was 4, and I was great. And I would have landed it, but my dad wanted us to go back to our seats.
Airplanes!
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me. Captain Ed, Captain Keith, also Dennis and Dimitri rounding out the crew today as we navigate the latest aviation news and information. All right, so the FAA has put out a notice about commercial off-the-shelf checklists saying don't use them. Because there was an incident. Dennis, you're familiar with this particular incident, I
yeah,
believe.
It's
right?
not a matter of don't use them, but it's make sure you verify that they, the information that they're presenting is consistent with your owner's manual.
Yeah.
Apparently, they had an accident investigation revealed that in a landing gear failure incident, the commercial checklist, probably the little nice little laminated card that you buy.
Yeah, I have one.
Was missing.
Yes. Right there.
Yeah. It was missing a couple of critical steps in the emergency gear extension procedure that prevented the pilot from fully, getting the gear out. And, you know, potentially if they would have used the actual manufacturer supplied checklist, they wouldn't have missed the step or two and would have been able to successfully extend the gear and wouldn't have damaged the airplane.
Mm. Yeah. You know, FAA doesn't have a problem with you making your own checklist.
Right.
But you can, they like it if you're going to make it more
detailed.
More detailed, or add more steps to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't.
Don't ever take anything away.
Yeah. Add it to the POH. Otherwise, if you don't, your plane could end up as a POS.
Well, exactly.
And your insurance company can say SOL.
Yes, yeah, because okay. It's now pilot error.
Yeah. So the poor sap that did this, yeah, did he have one of those dull moments kind of thing, or what happened? Do we know?
Well, unfortunately, they didn't go into detail about even what type of a plane it was or what was missed. It was just a blanket warning.
Yeah. Do you think that's a common problem, though? Do you guys see that?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So guys are just taking stuff they rip off the internet or something, or they buy one of those little laminated cards?
Well, today you can do this in ForeFlight. Because ForeFlight has checklist functions now.
Yeah, and but don't those come from the POH?
I don't know. You have to, before anybody should use one, they should lay it down next to the POH and make sure nothing's missing, because it is, it's coming from ForeFlight, but did they do that? I don't know. Who made them for them?
Well,
I don't know.
I thought they got their checklist from the manufacturers.
No, they don't.
There's a lot of them are community supplied.
Yeah.
Joe put together this checklist and submitted it to ForeFlight, and they made it available to anybody to download.
And before I use it, I need to pull out my POH and make sure nothing's been missed.
Just think about the possible disparities within the fleet. You go out and buy a generic checklist for a PA-28, a Piper Cherokee. Well, there's a big difference between a old Cherokee 140 and an Archer 3. I mean, I used to switch out between two different models of Archers, and the checklist is, there's only one, but one airplane actually had a key ignition that you'd turn to rotate the mags and, turn to start. The other airplane was an Archer 3 that had an overhead console.
You rotated the mags. Flipped.
You rotated the key to turn the mags, from left to right to start, but yes. Mm-hmm. But the other airplane actually had overhead switches. You had to actually turn both mags on with two rocker switches, and then there was a separate rocker switch for the start. Well, it's real easy to, this checklist only says, rotate key to start. And so you hit the start button, you forget to turn the mag switches on. Yeah. The engine doesn't start real well that way.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and the other thing is, like with this ForeFlight, I think it's a great option and a great product, but because it's unlocked, and I've had customers ask me, well, you're going to make one up for the company and put it out there? No, because I can't lock it down, because you can go in and edit it. And that's why when we're doing our checklist, we're taking it from the manufacturer, we're expanding it upon it, organizing it to make it its effective and efficient in the airplane. But then I only put it out in either print or PDF, so they can't edit it. Hmm. And because as soon as it gets edited, basically they're accepting liability. I've already accepted some liability by making my own checklist and expanding, but as long as I don't miss anything in the POH, I'm pretty safe doing that. But as soon as they modify it, and we even specify in our rental agreement with the customers, they have to use the checklist that we provide.
Well, that's understandable in your case when you're renting them, but I would imagine that I'm surprised you can't just look it up by tail number online someplace.
No, because the manufacturer can build the airplane one way, and they can build a checklist for it. But once you get the airplane, you can add equipment. There's all kinds of things that you can do to
which
the airplane.
Modify the
challenge. You to get into Cherokee and find the avionics master. It'll get into three different airplanes. You'll find it in three different places.
And some of them may not even have one.
Exactly, because they didn't come out of the factory with one.
So what do you mean? They got it stuck under the seat someplace, or
over on the left side, maybe, or the right side, over on the left side, in the middle? Who knows?
Sometimes it's a big toggle switch. Sometimes it's one of the little nice little rockers. Mm-hmm. Heck, our Cardinal actually has two toggle switches for the master. And the reason why was the owner that put that in. He'd had a problem once where he inadvertently hit the switch, so he asked his A&P to put a second switch in and wire him so that he couldn't accidentally shut the radios off without hitting both switches.
Yep.
So, every airplane's a snowflake out there.
is a snowflake.
That well, each one's unique. Each airplane's unique.
Oh,
every Cherokee you go into, not every one of them is going to be cookie cutter. Oh, you know, where they all have the same radios and the same positions.
And that's one of the reasons why with the training fleet we're using all the G1000s because the switchology is standard in each one of them. It really doesn't matter which airplane you get that day because everything is in the same place, the same checklist works. And, you know, that in and of itself helps the efficiency of our operation so that if one airplane's in for maintenance, maybe that's their favorite airplane, they can still take this one because it's all exactly the same.
Standards. Unlike a Just Plane Radio, where we have none. It's kind of the end of your angle.
We have a standard. It's just really low.
Okay. We'll use one of Ed and Keith's planes to get out of that altitude. And we'll end it at that. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.